Okay, today is the 7th of May.
Yeah, that's right.
We're going to look a little bit in depth today at Pasuk.
The what?
I don't use the Omer, yeah.
At
Tes Zion. We spoke last time about this Pasuk. When Ruth says to Naomi, wherever you go, where you go, I'll go, where you stay, I'll stay. We looked at the Gemara in Yevamos. I think we looked at the Gemara, right?
We did.
Okay, we looked at the Gemara in Yevamos about what was it that Ruth was answering and what was Naomi saying that required Ruth to answer that way. We're looking now a little bit in more detail because these examples are interesting. We started out with the idea that why is it that she's even talking about this? This is part of her conversion process. She's trying to make sure that she understands what's it all about. There's a medrash that tells us a different kvetch as to what it was that they were discussing. The medrash says this. This is Naomi to Rus. Biti ein derech b'nois Yisrael leich levate tarteos sekar kisios. That they don't go to the theaters and they don't go to the circuses. They don't go to these, not circuses necessarily as we know them, but into Roman circuses or other such places that nice Jewish girls don't go to. And how does she answer? Basher telchi eleich. Probably in our days she'd say Jews don't go to movies, so she'd have to say that. Anyway, she says, Basher telchi, wherever you go, if you think it's kosher entertainment, I'll go. If it's not a place I shouldn't be, I won't go. The second one, she says, Ein darcham shel b'nos Yisrael lodur b'bayish ein bo mezuzah. Well, we mustn't live in a house that doesn't have a mezuzah. Remember, now these are different than the examples that the Rashi gave from the Gemara in Yevamos. She says, Basher talini alin. Wherever you live, I live. If you think it's a fitting place for me to live, I'll live there. If not, not. Omar Rebbe, bow, bow, rei, kama chavivim geirim lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at these wonderful things that she, that how important and how pleasant in the eyes of Hashem is it that geirim who accept the geiris and to do it properly, vateilach teshtehem adbona beislach, they went together. Let's look again at this pasuk, because there's other things in this pasuk which really warrant some attention, and there's a difference in the expression in one of them, and we'll try to see what that's about as well. Okay, the Malbim says, Ki al asher teilechi eilech, wherever you're going to go, I'm going to go. She is saying, Rus is saying to me, according to the Malbim, don't think that what you are doing and where you are going is different from where I'm going and why I'm going. I know you are going back to Israel. This is now Rus to Naomi. I know you are going back. Shetuchol lishmar mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz. You want to make sure that you are going to, you're going back to Eretz Israel so you can keep the mitzvos that are tluyos ba'aretz. You were in Moab, you couldn't. Understand, that's my mission too, Rus says. I'm not going bavor hasaga seiza toels. I'm not going for anything else. I'm not going, for example, al tachshavi shani mekaveh eza atzlochas manis shenasei liish osher. I'm not going back to find a nice, rich Jewish boy. I'm going for the reasons you go. Basher telchili. I'm going also for that reason. And when you want to know about where you're going to stay, Olin kiger be'aretz uketzadikim shalom azehu etzlam rak kemalon, kemalon orchim. And I will live in Eretz Yisrael just like you do, in the same place. We are just passing through. I will live in a hotel in Israel just like you would. In other words, Eretz's life in this world is like a hotel. The story is told, and depending on which group you're an adherent of, it's told and it's assigned to different people. We hear all these stories assigned to the Chavetz Chaim, or assigned to Rabbi Yisrael Salant, whoever. So you can take it. I most often heard of the name of the Chavetz Chaim. They didn't have a lot of furniture. And they asked him, why don't you have furniture? He said, when you go on to a hotel for something, do you take furniture with you? Do you put furniture there? No, because you're just passing through. He said, and so too it is in this world. We're just passing through. So she says, I'm going to live like that as well. There's no anything else. Amech Ami Velokayach Elokoi, Shekvar Tafasti Ter Elokayach Min Hagei Bnei Amech. I'm already on board. These are the things that I'm already doing. So that's one way to look at what it is that she says. Now I'll take another one. We saw in several places that it is the minhag to, when a ger comes to convert, that we tell them, as Rashi says on this pasuk, Mikan Omer Rav Hoseinu Zal, ger shabal izgayer modim lo miksas onshim, shimbal achzer bay yachzer shemitoch dvarim, shelrus atlumed shomer lo naomi kach, asur lano so kach v'kach. So we want to try to teach the gerim some examples of the things that could happen. What do you have to keep? What laws do you have to keep? One of them here, though, is a little bit you wouldn't have thought about. For example, in the Rashi that we learned last week in connection with that Gemara in Yevamos, what did he tell us that Asher Telchi Eilech has to do with? Tchum Shabbos. There's a Tchum Shabbos. If you're going to pick classic examples, the Tchum Shabbos, how did that come up? You're going to talk about Avodah Zarah, you're going to talk about what food you could eat, but even talk about keeping Shabbos, but specifically the question of all the dinim of Shabbos, I want to tell you how to measure the Tchum of Shabbos. That would be seem to be a little bit odd. So why did they choose that? Yesh mefarshim sheteretzo api divrei ha-medrash, that there's a medrash in Rus Rabbah, shehein avru al shuras ha-din v'hochu b'yontav, that they took this journey that they were taking and they went on yontav. Now, what yontav is it? Maybe it's Shavuos, but they're taking it. It says they got there at the time of the Ksir Chitim, at the harvest time. So we have to figure out which yontav is. But in any case, he says we're going outside the Tchum Shabbos. Why did she bring that up? That they had to keep going. To stop in the desert, remember, they have nothing. They certainly don't have any weapons, but they probably don't have any food. Remember, we learned before they were going, they were so poor that they were barefoot. So they're very vulnerable, be it to, I guess they're not very vulnerable to thieves because there's nothing to steal, but they're vulnerable to being attacked. They're vulnerable to animals. They're vulnerable to all the things that you have in a journey. So they kept on going. So she said, lest Rus think you are allowed to do what we're doing normally, she came to explain to her that there's a tchum, and you can't go more than this. But here I'm explaining it to you because we are in a separate situation. We're in a special situation. The other possibility comes from the Gra's commentary on this pasuk, and he says that the Gemara in Sota tells us that when you're going to see someone off, walk with someone to greet them and say goodbye, that this mitzvah levaya of going past somebody is Tchum Shabbos. Once you get past that distance, you've fulfilled your mitzvah. Okay, it could be then that when she thought, remember the Malbim told us originally, when they were walking with her, she never even thought they were going to go back with her to Beis Lechem Yehuda. They were just accompanying her as part of the way, to see her off, to say goodbye. So once she saw they were going beyond that, that's when this question of the Tchum came up. And she says, understand that if you're going to be Megayer now, she sees you want to be Megayer, understand that there's a law right here. And there is a specific law that says you can't go beyond this. So that's why she brought up the question of Tchum Shabbos. Because otherwise, it's kind of an odd understanding as to how and why that came up. Okay, so in the first case, it's that the conversion was already underway.
Right.
Arpa's gone. Rus and Naomi are together alone, and she says, you know, we're not supposed to be going on Yom Tov, but there's Tchum Shabbos. In the second explanation, the Gra's explanation is the question of Tchum Shabbos came up while Arpa was still there. And she said, oh, you two are still going forward? Why are you still going with me? You don't want to go in this religion. I'm going to have a child. I can't have children. I can't do Yibam, etc. Okay, Kolash, next, another look at this. Kasher Teilchi Eilech. Again, Rashi's introduced by telling us the same thing, that you're not allowed to go into these places. That perhaps, in addition to this, we could look at the whole way that this answer is given. Ruth says, in response to whatever Naomi had said, what had Naomi really had said? What started this dialogue? She says, go back with your sister-in-law. She has returned. She's gone. You go too. So what would be the normal response? No, I won't go. I won't do that. What does she say instead? El asher telchi eilech. Asher talini alin. Wherever you go, I will go. Not, I won't go with her. I won't go in the wrong place. I won't do the wrong thing. Instead, yesh lilmud, because she's only emphasizing what? The positive. You're going to go, I'm going to go with you. You're going to live a certain lifestyle, I'll live it too. You're going to be in a certain place, that'll be mine. Mikan yisod godol biyadus. Tzarech lishyaches ledinei ha-Torah mitoch hakor shel ashreinu matov chelkenu. Umanoim goralenu ma yafa yirushasenu v'loy betur oil kaved hamunach al tzavarenu. And it's a very important lesson we have, and all of us in our lives come into contact with people who are either less religious or becoming religious, and it's very important that the way that we explain to them is not all the negatives. Rus is showing the positives. I mean, think about somebody who never ever had any connection with mitzvahs at all. Nothing. So you say, well, look, why don't you come for Shabbos? You learn about Shabbos. Rule number one, never make that be in July. Right? Never make that be in July. Because this person has never had Shabbos before, and you're going to hang him out there till 9:15 on Saturday night. Doesn't work. So you say, well, what exactly are we going to do? Well, here's what we're going to do. You're going to come Friday night, get rid of that cell phone, get rid of the beeper, nothing. And then what we're going to do is we're going to go pray some. And then we're going to come back to the house, and we'll pray. We're going to pray a little bit. We'll wash our hands. We'll eat some bread. And then we'll discuss some thoughts, and we'll sing. And then we'll study some more. It doesn't sound so great. You guys already say, hey, what's this? And then you'll sleep. But get up early in the morning. Can't eat anything. Get up early in the morning. Going to go pray some more. How long? About a couple hours. Yeah, a couple hours. It'll all be in Hebrew, though, so you don't have to worry. A couple hours. And then we're going to come home and eat some real heavy stew that you've never, the likes of which you've never had before. And then for like the next 9 hours, we'll just hang out doing nothing. We'll study some, we'll read some, we'll study some more, we'll eat some more. It's not going to work. Take them in the winter when the time is short. So look, emphasize the positive. Emphasize ase tov, not the sumer ra. And that's what Rus did here. Wherever you go, that's where I'm going to go. Not, I won't go to the bad places. You can't stay in a house alone with a man? She says, I won't do that. She says, no, I'll go with you. Everything that Ruth did emphasized and really showed us the positive. Every one of these things that Ruth says really seemed to be connected to what the previous pasuk said about Orpah, except one. Right, well, Orpah is gone, and Naomi says, your sister-in-law has returned El Ama V'El Eloheha. She's returned to her people and to her, she's going to live with her people and she's going to worship gods. So Ruth says, don't make me do those things. Wherever you go, I'll go, which means I'm not going where she is. Wherever you stay, I'll stay. Seems to be, you know, right in connection with what she says. However, there's one here which is a little strange. You know, she says, wherever you go, she went there, I'm going to go with you. She went to her gods, your gods are going to be my gods. However, Why? What prompted Rus to say, "Vasher talini alin, wherever you sleep, I'll sleep"? What about what Orpah said, or what we described Orpah as having done, has anything to do with that? Right? Here's the message. Naomi says, your sister-in-law has gone, you go too. Your sister-in-law has returned to her people and to her gods, you do it too. She says, no, I'm not going, I'm going with you. She's returned to her people, I'm going to your people. She says, she's returned to her God. She says, no, your God is my God. Well, what's this, where you sleep, I'll sleep? Where'd that come from? What makes her mention that? Again, the Medrash Rus says the following. The call oisa halayla shapir sha'arpa mechamoisa nisarvuba ervas goyim shomea b'nei odom v'afilu kelev echod, etc. That the night that she left, don't ask me how she knew this in advance. The night that she left, Orpah became a total lack of tznius, a total lack of tznius, a total lack of tahara. Me'eis pridasa menomi hischila la'alter ben hagas pritzus neirois kavur, etc. To show even the unspoken conduct of, again, I don't know how she knew in advance, but to show the unspoken conduct of Orpah, Rus volunteered and said, I'm not going to carry on like that. I'm not going to do anything like that. Wherever you, Asher Tolini Olin, that being kind of a, I'll sleep or you sleep, is kind of a shorthand or a kind of a, just kind of a, an allusion to the not nice activity.
But even that she expressed,
yeah, and she expressed it as, right. She didn't say, I'm not running with men. She has also said it in a very nice way. So that's another one. Now, Amech Ami Velokayech Elokai. There are two levels of Geirus, and she's showing both of them. One, I want to make myself a part of the Jewish people, and I am reinforcing or reaffirming my connection to God. She's saying them both. Except, don't we know already that even as a Moabitess, she's chayas in what? Shemis Benoch, right? So saying your God is my God, she's already Aser Nevezara. So what's that declaration about? What is she telling us there? How do we understand that? She was Avedizar is Bechlal Zayim Mitzvah Enoch of Lav Hachiyasirla. She's the Marshaz. She says she's already also Avedizar. So what's the big chiddush? She's coming and tells, I'm going to accept your God as God. She's already supposed to do that. The difference is, what is the job of a Bnei Noach? Eitzal Bnei Noach Hageder Hu Shehem Mechuyavim Mitzvahs. They are prohibited from worshipping Avodah Zarah, right? But they don't have the affirmative manifestations of Yichud Hashem, Avas Hashem, that we have, right? To Bnei Noach, all he has to do to be a good Bnei Noach, a good Noahide, is to not worship the Avodah Zarah. But to then go to the next step of affirmatively worshiping God in the right way, in the Torah way, that's not what the Bnei Noach has. So what she was saying is, not only am I not going to be involved in Avodah Zarah, which I sort of, parenthetically, I had that responsibility anyway, I am going to take upon myself the chiyuv to be responsible as a member of the Jewish people, and to be part of the Jewish people beyond just not doing Avodah Zarah. Now she says, so each one of these is different. Now she says, Amech Ami, your people will be my people. What's that? What did Naomi say to her that makes her say that? What's that? Gemara says that she said to her, Kadinon Atayag Mitzvahs, we have to be makpid on Tarek Mitzvahs. She says, Amech Ami. How does that answer that? In other words, we have to be responsible for Tarek Mitzvahs. What should be Rus's answer if we want to follow the form? The mitzvahs you keep will be the ones I keep, or your mitzvahs will be my mitzvahs, or some language like that. She says, we're makpid on 613 mitzvahs. She says, your people are my people. What does that tell us? Tzadik Gaon writes, Ein umanaseinu uma ela b'Torah. The intrinsic essence of the Jewish people is Torah mitzvahs. The mitzvahs of the Torah, that identifies the Jewish people. There can't be a Jewish people without Torah mitzvahs, and there can't be mitzvahs without Jewish people to keep a melech. Someone has to be there to observe them. So she says, I'm going to be a part of it. I'm going to be a part of the people, which is identified, unique, and specially known as the people of Torah mitzvahs. That's the nation I'm joining with. Another possibility, though. Probably nothing. Probably that's all together, right? That's it is interesting that you say that, because in the dialogue with a candidate for conversion, you usually ask both of those questions. You know, you accept the belief of God, the achdus of God, the relationship between the Jewish person and God, and do you accept upon yourself the oil of the Tariq mitzvahs? So the person would not usually say yes to one and no. If no, move to question three. If no, you go home. So it's interesting that you say that. I think I never even thought about that. But we do ask the prospective gayer that question. What if they don't say no to one and say, let's keep going, they leave. But I never heard anybody say no. They know in advance not to say no. But you're right. You're right. I guess you could just say that you're taking it on both spiritually, the relationship that you have to Kadosh Baruch Hu, as well as my semitzos. I'm not only going to be a cardiac Jew, I'm going to go forward and do everything I'm supposed to do. Now, there's another possibility here, which is a nice thought. The Aruch Laner says like this. There are mitzvos. Each of us here can do some mitzvos. And there are some mitzvos that only some of us can do. And there are mitzvahs that none of us can do, and there are mitzvahs that all of us can do. One's a kohen, one's a levi, one lives in Eretz Yisrael, one doesn't live in Eretz Yisrael. There's no women here. One's a man, one's a woman, whatever, right? So the only way that Taryag mitzvahs can be kept, right, if you went now and found a kohen in Eretz Yisrael, he could keep more mitzvahs than kohenim here, and he could keep X times the number of mitzvahs that a non-Kohen could hear, and all those permutations. But when she says, Amech Ami, I'm going to be a part of the collective of the Jewish people. And it's the collective of the Jewish people. At the time, it makes up again with all the caveats, but it's the collective of the Jewish people who can keep the Tariq mitzvahs. And that's the people I'm announcing today that I'm joining with. That's the Amech Ami. Yes, I accept Elokai Echelokai. Your God is my God. The God is God. And at the same time, I am going to be a part of the people who is uniquely known as the people who have to keep the Tariq Mitzvahs. And that's what I'm saying to you today. It's a beautiful thought. I mean, we always, you know, we hammer away people and say, you have to, you know, keep mitzvahs. Nobody can keep all the mitzvahs. Everybody, even if you want to, right? There are some that are internally inconsistent. A kohen keeps mitzvahs that a kohen has, and those are unique to a kohen. There's mitzvahs that we can't keep living here in America, and there are mitzvahs that living in Israel gives you, you know, different opportunities and options. So that's really a nice way to look at that.
This may seem obvious, but the point of your question, normally, as already said to upon Ruth, and they still be given to Amogel or Lahela. And here, Ruth, after giving specific examples, then sums up with a myth and leaving the Kaikal of the coin. So that's an answer.
That's the direct definitive
reputation of the homies' suggestion.
Exactly. That's the one that's direct. The rest of this, we have to make drushas about it. You went here, and she didn't mean to go. You said this. You can't go in the theaters. I won't go. This is the direct one, right? She's returned. Okay. So she says, look at your sister-in-law, who actually biologically is probably your sister. Look at your sister-in-law, or your ko-yavama. She went back to her people and to her God. Ruth says, no, I'm not going back. I'm with your people. Your people is my people. And your God is my God. That's the one that's a direct refutation. The other is like, I'm not going to go to the theater, I'm not going to the theaters, I'm not going to this. Those are the drushes on those other words. This is the one that's directly responding to the description that she gave, that Naomi gave of what Arpah did. Now, there's one I said at the beginning, this is Pasuk Yud Zion, which is different in form than the others. What's the different form? All the other ones said, right, where you go, Asher telchi eleich, Asher tolini olin, Amech ami, lekaich lekoi, Asher tamus yamus, where you die, I'll die, then v'sham ekaber. What should it say?
Wherever you were buried, I'll
be. Yeah, something like that, right? It should say some combination that sounds like this. She should have said something, Asher tikberi ekaber, something like that, right? What? Asher tikberi ekaber. Yeah, why does it say that? That's the only one that's different. And what's that about anyway? We said Asher tamusi amus. We said in the Gemara in Yavama, says that's a response to Naomi saying to Ruth, you know, Bezdin has some pretty severe punishments available for people who don't play by the rules. And there are Arba Mises Bezdin, and in addition to that, there are two special cemeteries set up for people who don't do the right thing, and Bezdin has the right to... So she, if she says to her, Asher tamusi amus, how you die, I'll die, v'shom hekaber, it's sort of suggesting, but maybe on some level, when you start talking about the burial places, that somehow she's suggesting that maybe Naomi is guilty of something which could put her into one of those cemeteries. So what does she say instead? Asher tamusi amus, when you talk about the Arba Mis, is related to the Arba Mrs. Bezdin. I'm going to do what you do. Right? How I die, how you die, I'll die. V'sham ekaber, maybe me, maybe I'll do something wrong and I will be buried. What's Sham referred to now? She just said to her, there's two special cemeteries where the Abaryonim, the people that are executed, are buried. Sham ekaber, that's where I might be buried. She would never say, if you're buried there, I'll be buried there. She doesn't even want to suggest that there's something with Naomi that would obligate her to be buried in such a place. Yeah.
Because death, after 120 years, is inevitable for everybody. So that's such an awful thing to say. We don't wish that on anyone, but it is inevitable. But she suggests that she herself could be, God forbid, in the Varyonis, but she doesn't want to imply that Naomi...
Exactly. You know, she says, in the way you die, I'll die. Visham, remember, Naomi's saying, you know, there's two cemeteries for people who do that. So she says, Visham ekaber, there I might be buried. She's never going to say, where you might be buried, then I'll be there too. Okay, we'll pick up there.